نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead Him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide Him. And I publicly bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His abd and His rasul, His slave and His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi salatu wassalam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. We would like to continue from last week, brothers and sisters in Islam, bain al-ifrati wa tafreet, between extremism and negligence. And we like to take this khutbah to another angle of this concept. And that is from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ibadah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in His book, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn being nor the human being except to worship Me. And we know from the scholars of Islam that the definition of al-ibadah is that it is a comprehensive word encompassing everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, that you do with your tongue or your hands or your bodily limbs, whether it is seen or unseen. This is one of the definitions of al-ibadah. And our worship or our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of many types. We have al-isti'adha, seeking refuge with Allah, and al-isti'ana, and seeking the assistance of Allah. But today we'd like to talk about three aspects of our worship and how we are supposed to worship Him in these three aspects. I want you, brothers and sisters in Islam, to picture a triangle. And you are in the middle of that triangle. And at the top of that triangle is Al-Hubb. And on the right side of that triangle, the second angle, is Al-Khawf. And on the left side of that triangle is Ar-Raja, or Tamar. Love, fear, and hope. We want to be between extremism and negligence. You are inside. We the Muslims are inside that triangle, and we have to strike the balance. For the Christians have moved so far to the right in extremism and in negligence that they just say, God is love. That's it. God is love. You see it on the bumper stickers, on posters and billboards. God is love. Jesus is love. And they have no fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ
والذين آمنوا أشد حب لله. And of mankind, of those who take as rivals or partners with Allah, loving them, which is ibadah, it's worship. Loving them the way they should love Allah. But those who believe in Allah correctly and worship Allah correctly, they are the ones who are more intense in their love for Allah. And on the left side in extremism and negligence are the Yahud, who believe that Allah will forgive them for whatever they do, even though they take and produce riba, even though they are thieves and liars. They have the hope that the fire will not touch them, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says about them, وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. And they, the Yahud, say, the fire is only going to touch us for a few days. They have so much hope without any fear that Allah is not going to forgive them if they don't accept Islam. For us brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to be in that triangle. We have to love Allah, have fear that He won't forgive us and have mercy on us, and have hope that He will and admit us into the Jannah. We have to strike the balance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us who we are when we worship Allah like this. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ شَهِيدٌ وَتَكُونُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ شُهَدَاءٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about us that you are a middle nation. You are the just nation. You are between the two. The two what? The two extremes. You are a witness over the people of the world. You are a witness for mankind. So we have to be between the two, brothers and sisters, between extremism and negligence. When we look at Surah Al-Fatiha, in the first ayah of that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Rabb of Al-Alameen. From this word Rabb, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khaliq. He's the creator by Himself. That He created everything for us. And He's the owner of everything that we see and we can't see. Everything that we know and we don't know. And He is the administrator, Al-Mudabbir, of every single affair of all His creatures. Allah gives life. Allah causes death. All of the fruits and vegetables that were here waiting for you before you come out of your mother's womb. This first ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha is proof within itself, when we think about it in our salah and otherwise, that we should have love for Allah, because He sustains us. He nourishes us. He nourishes for us. He provides for us. He gives us everything that we need. He gives us our eyes to see, that we hope we'll see Allah with, inshallah. He gives us the ears to hear the Quran and to hear our wives' beautiful voices and our children's beautiful voices and the patter of their feet when you walk in the door. He gives us the lips to recite the Quran and make dhikr of Him. He gives us the skin to protect us from the inclement weather. He gives us a heart that rushes the blood through our bodies, and also so that we may remember Him with His heart. When we hear Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we should think about the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that we should have for Him. The love that we should have for Him and only Him. And then moving to the next aspect of this surah, and the next aspect of how we should be in the triangle, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is Ar-Rahman and He is Ar-Rahim. That He is the one who has mercy and compassion, and He is the one who shows and dispenses His mercy and compassion to those who believe and those who disbelieve. But as for those who believe, they only receive the mercy and the compassion in the next life. As for those who disbelieve, they receive nothing in the next life. They only receive food and clothing and shelter and children and the like in this life, and they have no portion in the next. So in this ayah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on us, compassion on us, and this gives us hope. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِي أَسْرَفَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my worshippers, O the people who worship me correctly, you have transgressed the limits. You have gone over the limits. You have gone to extremes. Those who extreme are extreme on yourselves. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Those of you who have violated yourselves, committed all of these sins, you should not despair of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive all sins. Not some. Allah will forgive all sins. Even the sin of a shirk. Even the sin of a shirk. No matter what the person has done, Allah will forgive them if they repent. If they repent to Allah. And one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, he said, قَدْ كُنْتُ كَتَمْتُ مِنْكُمْ شَيْئًا سَمِعْتُهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmed with an authentic chain, alhamdulillah. He said, I used to withhold, conceal something from you that I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said this, Ayyub, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, حين حضرته الوفاء. When death was at his door. And the words that he heard from the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam were, وَلَوْلَا أَنَّكُمْ تُذْنِبُونَ لَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَوْمًا يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. If you hadn't committed any sins whatsoever, if you never had committed any sins, Allah Azza wa Jal would have created another people so that they can commit sins and so that He can forgive them. This is the mercy that Allah has for us, brothers and sisters. This is the mercy that Allah has, and we should have hope in this. This is from the Lord of the world. So when we hear Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we should think that Allah is going to forgive us. For He is as we think He is. As He says in a hadith Qudsi, I am to my servants as they think I am. If you believe Allah will forgive you, He will forgive you and grant you the Jannah. And if you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive you, He will not forgive you and He will not grant you the Jannah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, when we hear Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we should have tamar, we should have hope, we should have ar-raja. We should hope for the best that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beneficent, the merciful, is going to forgive us. And in another hadith collected by Imam Ahmed, that the companion of the Messenger of Allah named Amr ibn Anbasa radiallahu anhu said, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ يَضْعَمُ عَلَى أَصَالٍ يَضْعَمُ عَلَى الْأَصَالِ لَهُ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ لِي غَدَرَاتٍ وَفَجَرَاتٍ فَهَلْ يَغْفِرُ لِي. The companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was an old man, not a young man. He was an old man. And he said to the Messenger of Allah while leaning on his stick, that is the old man, O Messenger of Allah, I have a lot of heinous sins. I've committed a lot of atrocities, a multitude of sins and atrocities. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم ألست تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Do you bear witness? Do you not bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah? And the man said, بلى, of course. وأشهد أنك رسول الله. And I also bear witness that you are the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام then said, فقد غفر لك غَدَرَاتِكَ وَفَجَرَاتِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you for your treachery and your great, great sin. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should have hope. We should have hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is going to forgive us, that He is going to have mercy on us.
We should keep ourselves in that triangle with hope, with love at the top, and with hope on the left side of that triangle, not going to the extremes. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وبعد. Lastly, brothers and sisters, in Islam is the subject of al-khawf, the subject of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about us in the Quran, inshallah we fit in that category, وَضُعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, that they call on their Lord with fear and hope. That they call on their Lord with fear and hope. Those who believe in Allah correctly, those who worship Allah in the correct manner as He should be worshipped, they are between al-khawf and al-tama', al-tama'. They are between the fear and the hope. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَجَابَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, that they get out of their beds after lying on their side, standing up at night in قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ or تَرَاوِيح or تَهَجُّد, which is the same prayer, fearing their Lord, worshipping their Lord in fear and hope. Worshipping their Lord in fear and hope. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم على شاب وهو بالموت, that the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام entered into a young man's room, a young man entered into his room while death was at his door, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كيف تجدك, how are you, how do you find yourself right now? He said, والله Ya Rasulullah, inni arju Allah wa inni akhafu dhunubi. O Messenger of Allah, I swear by Allah, I hope for Allah, meaning I hope that Allah will forgive me, give me His mercy, and grant me Jannah. And I fear for my sins, meaning I fear that He won't forgive me and grant me the Jannah. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this authentic narration, لا يجتمعان في قلب عبد في مثل هذا الموطن إلا أعطاه الله إلا أعطاه الله. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this young man who was at death's door that these two qualities of fear and hope will not ever be in the heart of a believer except that Allah will give it to him, وَآمَنَهُ مِمَّا يَخَافُ, or protect him and give him security from that which he fears. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to be between the two. We have to be between the extremism and the negligence. We should not go overboard worshipping Allah with just love. As the people of the past have said, مَنْ عَبُدَ اللَّهَ بِالْحُبِّ وَحْدَهُ for who is indeed, whoever loves Allah with love by itself, just love by itself, like the extremist Sufis and the Christians and the like, then they are zindiq. وَمَنْ عَبُدَهُ بِالْخَوْفِ وَحْدَهُ, and whoever worships of Allah with just fear by itself, فَهُوَ حَرُورِ, then he is haruri, which is a group of the khawarij of the past. وَمَنْ عَبُدَهُ بِالرَّجَاءِ وَحْدَهُ, and whoever worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of hope with nothing else, no fear, no love, then he is مُرْجِي, فَهُوَ مُرْجِي, then he is one of the people of Irja, who also deviated in the past. وَمَنْ عَبُدَهُ بِالْحُبِّ وَالْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ مُوَحِدٌ, whoever worships Allah with hope and fear and love, then he is a true monotheistic believer. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to strike the balance between love, fear, and hope. don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the people of the past and today. Don't have so much fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He won't forgive you. And always hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is going to give you His Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us reflect on these ayat of the Quran and make us love Him in the proper way and make us have fear of Him in the proper way and make us have hope in Him in the proper way. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who don't become extremists. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who are not negligent. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make our hearts firm on your deen and your obedience in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.